So, what is it like to teach a student like me?
What is it like to teach a student like, well, and I know you're not ignorant of this, but, you know, you got a bit of a sarcastic streak. I'll be honest, in the beginning of the year, I was like, man, this guy really does not like this class. Like, he just really seemed to be miserable in the class. I don't know what it was, but, and actually as the year went on, you know, sort of realizing, no, that's just how he is. He's just this, I'm not sure the word sarcastic, I guess, is the word for it. You're very blunt too, which I definitely appreciate. You don't beat around the bush if you're unhappy with something. Like, I know that Patrick is not happy with something that's going on in the class, and I appreciate that.
Biology was one of those things where, since it was a freshman class, I sat there and I took the approach of, I basically already know all this stuff, because I was always like interested in biology and like the living world and stuff, and I guess I pretty much went in there thinking it was a waste of time, but you really made it not a waste of time, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, you clearly knew the material. I was never worried about that with you, but it was just getting the habits, getting you to turn in your work, complete it, and like, give me a full idea, Patrick. I don't know how many times I'm like, here, finish that, you'll go, do I really have to? Like, yeah, you really have to. Like, what was it about the class that you enjoyed?
I mostly, a lot of your stories from your childhood and Africa really interested me. And I guess really through those, you taught me how to interact with people more, because that was always something I had trouble with. I mean, I just didn't know how to put words into a sentence and have them make sense to other people. And I guess part of that was because I always like thought I was more intelligent than everybody else. So I guess I could never find a way to like communicate in an easy to understand fashion.
I think you're selling yourself a little bit short. You know, you weren't, I never like watched you interact with your peers and like, oh boy, that was awkward. You know, like, you're a ninth grader. You sort of what you're supposed to do, right? Learn how to interact with people, learn how to be a human being, which, you know, takes some of us a bit longer than others. myself, definitely. That's what you do in ninth grade. That's, if I can, you know, help you out with all that stuff, then yeah, I'm glad I tell the stories, and I'll continue telling them. And I think they have worth then.
You use them to like broaden my horizon and like teach me about other parts of the world. And until you told me about how your friend had the pet monkey and he had a horrible experience with that, I like every other kid, I thought it'd be awesome to have a pet monkey.
Monkeys don't make good pets, not unless you need a haircut, you know, every other day, as it rips your hair out, you know.